I'm with Anna Mathis, the National FFA Secretary. Anna, how are you doing this morning?
I'm so good, mostly because I got to see some really awesome FFA members during National FFA Talent, and we got to welcome in our leaders as we celebrated being back together in Indianapolis.
You know, we had a year off, a year virtual, but what's it like to see the Blue Jackets beginning to kind of fill the streets of Indianapolis this morning?
It feels so surreal. I was talking with my teammates. We vaguely remember the 2019 convention when we were delegates, when we were state officers here. We took a break, and now we're back as national officers, and it feels very full circle. But the one thing that hasn't changed are the resiliency of our members and the flood of blue and gold celebrating being back, celebrating all of our achievements, and celebrating the city of Indianapolis. And so we're thankful for that constant. We are so ready to continue throughout the week.
Amazing. And it sounds like you've had a little bit of a different year, but you've still had a year very dedicated to service and the members.
Absolutely. Yeah. We like to say that our mission and motto never changed, but we had the delivery that was a little different and slightly shifted. But that just allowed opportunity for innovation, for creativity, for meeting our members where they're at and finding things that they needed. Specifically, we started a program called Corn Club, which sounds really silly, but it's for all national secretaries across the nation, whether they're chapter, area, section, or state secretaries, a way to correspond with each other and celebrate each other and encourage each other. And seeing the outpouring of support for that program and for each other has been so special, and is a continual reminder of why we're doing what we do.
And during the last year, were you still able to travel and connect with members kind of on that personal basis?
We were. So our first 4 months were pretty standstill virtual, but we got to interact virtually, which is really special. Travel started to pick up a little bit late April, and we were able to do most of our summer travel at state conventions that were in person, at state camps, and then we celebrated our state officers during our state officer summit in Washington, D.C.
What are the, looking at convention this week, what are kind of the big hitters that we should be looking for?
Absolutely, the big hitters. Well, we have our national officer elections, which we're super excited to usher in the new team of six who will lead our organization in the coming year during the seventh and final general session. We're going to recognize our stars during the sixth session, which celebrates all of those who go above and beyond in their supervised agricultural experiences. And then we get to have our CDE winners, our proficiency and agri-science fair winners, sprinkled out through all of the sessions. So any of them you don't want to miss, along with our retiring addresses from each of the national officers.
How can we keep up from home, anybody listening out there, if they're not able to come to Indianapolis?
There are two really important things to stay connected, even when we're on our couches at home. The first is seeing the live stream from RFD TV. You can hop on their website, you can hop online. And the second important part is downloading our official convention app. Head to your app store, type in FFA, download it for all convention, gavel-to-gavel coverage of the 94th National FFA Convention and Expo.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, Anna, and have a great convention.
Thanks, Lydia.
This is Lydia Johnson reporting for National FFA.